Welcome to the Building Wealth Through Commercial Real Estate podcast, where we will discuss with industry experts on how to create wealth and build passive income from apartment buildings, self-storage, mobile home parks, and much more. Here is your host, Jonathan Way.
Welcome to the Building Wealth Through Commercial Real Estate podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Way, and I'm the founder of Greystone Capital Group, my investment firm. If you're interested in passively investing with us, please visit greystonecapgroup.com and join our investor network. Okay, and now on to the show. Hello, Angie. Thank you for coming on the show.
Hi, it's really a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Angie's a CPA. Great, no problem. Angie's a CPA based in California. She helps you do tax planning, saving taxes, and do your tax return. So, Angie, you want to like to introduce yourself and talk about your background?
Sure. Thank you. I will. So you're absolutely right. I'm situated in California. I am a California licensed CPA. I have been practicing since 2002. And for a number of years, I practiced just like any other traditional CPA, using being a historian, really using historical data and putting numbers in boxes and helping my clients with consulting, tax preparation, and also really thinking in my head that I'll tell you that it's like, as CPAs, we always think that we're helping with tax planning, but there came about a point in time when I've worked at large firms and small firms, and every time when clients asked for solutions to reduce taxes, we came up with the same standard solutions, which is, you know, after doing projections, we've advised them whether to prepay fourth quarter estimates or buy some equipment or buy a car or put away in a retirement plan, which is all great strategies, but only makes sense if you need to buy a car or if you need to buy equipment. I mean, there's so many other ways to reduce taxes, but unfortunately, as a CPA, we're not trained on those. You really have to be an investigator. So a number of years back, I felt the need that I needed more resources and more know how to help my clients better, to serve them better. So I, long story short, I got specialization in proactive tax planning, and I'm a certified tax planner. And we're about 800 of us in the whole country. And the focus of my firm primarily is to help my clients strategize, design custom plans based on their unique situation, their unique needs and goals, and then use the code to help them design these plans, implement these plans, and maintain these plans throughout the year so that when we do compliance, they're paying a lot less in taxes. In fact, you know, as self-employed, you see that really early on. You see that in your next quarterly estimated tax payment because that drops radically. That's the value I bring to my clients. Of course, I still do compliance for my planning clients. And of course, we help in-house, we help with other services, bookkeeping, accounting, all of that. But that's what I am so passionate about bringing to my clients. And I also educate on that. Prior to COVID, I did seminars, but now it's all webinars. I do educational webinars for taxpayers as well as other tax professionals. I mentor other tax professionals because I really feel there's a need. There's a huge need for the service for taxpayers.
Oh, great. Great. So give an example, like how would you help a client? What do you like? Is it like in saving their income tax or what? Give you an example.
Yeah, good question. So yes, I do income tax. So and generally what I do is I'll give you a brief overview of the process, what happens. So I would meet with a new prospect, whether it's a referral or somebody who reaches out to me. We kind of sit down. There's a lot of information gathering before I'm able to advise or give my recommendations, right? So we sit down, we go through. What I do as a value add is I scan their prior year tax return to see if there's any mistakes or missed opportunities. A lot of times I have found opportunities for them that they're able to amend their tax return even before we've started working together and get refunds back. Doesn't happen all the time, but it happens enough that I decided to add this as a value add. And so we do that. I always have a lot of questions because I want to know you. I want to know your situation and goals and dreams and needs and then help you get there, right? Because it's a holistic approach. It's not just one thing or one strategy. It could be a combination of different things, combination of tax planning, estate planning, retirement planning. And I work with other professionals in this field. So if you don't have an attorney, then I work with vetted attorneys. And, you know, the idea is to make sure that the client is served well. So we work together as a team for the common good of the client. So all of those things, I kind of get a general idea during our, what I call the tax discovery session. And then what I like to do is present my high level estimation, tax savings, cash inflows, or the support that I'm able to provide to you for your benefit, and what that will look like in terms of your investment, my client, the new client's investment to work with me and my team. My personal guarantee when I take on new clients is make sure that I provide at least 200% ROI on your investment to work with me, which is, you know, every dollar of your investment in us, in our firm, we want to make sure you get at least $3 back. I'm really happy to say and proud to say, really, that I've always done way better than that. And that's because I want to make sure we're a good fit to work together. So that's why this is all complimentary at this point. And once it's agreeable, then we move forward to next steps and onboard the client and then provide whatever help it is that that you need from us. We're really big on communication. I don't do hourly billing. It's all upfront. We set it all upfront. And I am big on communication. I'd rather my clients over communicate than under communicate, because I want you to be able to reach out to us when you have a question, not think, oh, if I pick up the phone and call, then the meter is going to start running, right? So that's, in my experience, does not help my clients at all. So we want open communication. And that's all, it's all part of the package that we agree to work on. We're really not the type of firm that you bring in your tax data in January, February, we do the tax returns, and then, okay, bye, see you next year. We consider ourselves to be partners with our clients, because that's what it is. It's a relationship. So that kind of is an overview of how we help our clients.
Great. That sounds really good. I like that philosophy. I think we need more of that, because most of the CPAs out there I know or don't pick up the phone. You try to call them, there's no answer.
That's the sad part, because, you know, a lot of CPAs work with thousands of clients. So they don't have the specialization for proactive planning. And then secondly, they don't have the time to invest not only in themselves to educate themselves, but also to serve the client when you have thousands of clients. Ours is a boutique firm. We don't believe in taking on quantity, like taking on a large number of clients, but what we think of it is as a focus on each and every client to serve them better in whatever terms it is that they need our support on.
Okay, great. So you do tax planning, maybe estate planning, maybe retirement, right? Help them do that.
Yeah. So I have a team of professionals, other professionals that we pull in as we feel needed, estate tax attorneys or financial planners. We do all of that. So what we do, my role is, I quarterback. If we have to pull in other professionals, I quarterback the whole relationship for you, because that's really important. I've seen in my prior life as a traditional CPA that, you know, when the attorney's not talking to the CPA and they're not having a financial planner, who suffers? It's the client, right? It's because one may think of something and the other may think of another thing and nothing gets into action. That's really important. I take that very seriously, because, in fact, too seriously.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, that's great.
Yeah. It's important to me. My client's well-being is really important to me.
Yeah. I think because I always say to my staff and my team, you need meeting of the minds. You can't just, you know, not communicate, and you can't just send one email, because sometimes you misunderstand your email.
Yeah.
So it's best to pick up the phone, have a meeting, and talk it through the points to ensure they understand you have a meeting of the minds.
Yeah. Exactly. So important.
Yeah, so important, because otherwise you send an email, five emails back and forth, and like, what are you saying? At the end of the day, you're confused.
Yeah.
Right. And it always happens like that. So.
Yeah. Communication, effective communication is a must.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll definitely set up a session with you, Good Discovery, and I want to learn more about your discovery session and see how you can help me actually in my situation. So
absolutely, I'll be happy to.
Great. Grace, you just what you can offer. So I guess my audience can reach out to you. What's the best way to reach out to you if you want to see your services?
Absolutely. You can always check out our website, which is FinTax, that's F as in Frank, I, N as in Nancy, T-A-X, CPAs.com. You can connect with us on LinkedIn, Angie Placine, connect with us on Facebook. And you can, our email address, you can reach us at admin@fintaxcpas.com.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Angie. Appreciate it.
And absolutely. And then I have if anybody's interested, there's a ebook that I have authored, and that's on go.fintaxcpas.com. If you'd like, that has about 7 strategies that you can really start using and implementing for your business. I'll be happy to just go on there and request for it, and be happy to send that out to you.
Great. I'll check out that ebook and let's talk more. I'm really interested in I like your philosophy, because that's what I'm looking for. Someone who I can talk to, who can build that relationship and not treat me like a non-number. Like, okay, I'll see you next year. You know, here's your tax returns done. That's what I feel like for my CPAs, you know.
I'm sorry to hear that, but I hear that a lot.
Yeah, that sounds very common, right? Yeah. That's why the emotion is like, it's not like, you know, it's like, yeah. So,
yeah.
So, okay, great.
It's really a relationship, you know. I mean, numbers is one thing, but it's really, I got to understand what it is that drives you, right? What it is your goals are. And it's not just cookie cutter thing, right? So it's important to listen.
Yeah, listen and
unfortunately,
understand.
A lot of professionals kind of don't do that.
So. Yeah, they don't know. They spend very little time doing that.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. So great. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah. My pleasure.
Thanks for listening. For more information, you can find us online at www.graystonecapgroup.com. Check back weekly for new episodes. See you again next time.